This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
If you've seen the viral clip of Paula and Bridget Powers, the identical twins who spoke and gestured in unison while recalling a carjacking, you might have wondered, how do twins do that? Is it just a special bond? Or is there a science behind it? Well, Professor Jeff Craig is the Deputy Director of Twins Research Australia and Professor in Genetics and Cell Biology at Deakin University. Jeff, welcome to Drive.
Thanks, Warren. It's great to be here.
Jeff, that clip of Paula and Bridget Powers, it went absolutely viral. I want to ask you, as a twin researcher, were you surprised when you saw the clip?
I wasn't surprised because I've seen them before. I've met them in person, met when they came to Melbourne a few years back. But it is surprising that, you know, it is quite rare that that happens. They're amazing, and they're two lovely women who care about birds, but just so happen to have grown more together as they continue to live and kind of function as one.
How common is that amongst identical twins to have that sort of synchronicity happening?
It's quite rare. You know, you get occasional reports, but twins are often, they like to be seen as not the twins, but the separate names. So they like to be separate identities. So that's why it's quite rare for the twins just to be happy to refer to as the twins or the twinnies, and it actually helps them in their job to work together closely.
When we talk about separate identities, you know, I was watching an interview with Paula and Bridget Powers. It seems like they're quite happy almost to do everything together.
Yes, and I think it's just because it's, I remember reading that a veterinary surgeon had said that they together are better than any vet that he knows. So there's something about one plus one being more than two, and it's been very useful for them to rescue all these hundreds and even thousands of birds.
So are the brains in sync? What's going on with identical twins like Bridget and Paula?
Well, I think firstly, I mean, they have the same genetics and genetics influences. Some of what we are, or everything of what we are, but not 100%. And they've lived in the same environment their whole life. They even share the same bedroom and the same workplace. So they've been exposed to each other from the womb to the age 50. But also, research has shown that any couples living together end up, in a way, mimicking each other and second-guessing each other. And there's evidence that their brains become wired more similar. So these twins have already got genetics and a shared environment. And then together they've got this kind of, you know, brain synchrony that's been explained at least partially by science.
It's interesting because I know when I was watching it, and I suppose having a science background myself, I automatically thought, oh, something's going on here. But then I suppose the sort of intangible side of things went, well, I wonder if there's some other form of communication that we don't know about. But is it more about spending time together and learning how each other think as opposed to something that we don't know about?
It is, but the extra thing here is that because we know that twins can speak to each other in their own language when they're really young, it means that there's something innate about being able to put the language together. And they put these languages together with like hundreds of words in and grammar and stuff, and we can't understand it, but they can.
That's amazing.
So it's something that's allowed them to kind of speak to each other in invented languages really young, and I guess mostly that disappears, but for some it sticks.
That's really interesting. So I'm wondering, like, if we went back in time where, you know, we didn't have the languages that we have today, and if, let's say, hypothetically, you know, two babies were born, and if they were isolated together, effectively they could have developed some language and spoken and understood each other, not just some primitive words, but spoken sentences.
Yeah, that's the.
It's amazing.
That's the idea, and it's interesting whether that's ever been a kind of, you know, not experiment, but a natural experiment somewhere where twins have been left to their own devices. But yeah, I would say yes, it would, and it tells us something about societies that just passed things on by speaking and singing, etc., and how it evolved.
So in terms of, I suppose, let's call it a secret language, is that yeah. something that many twins carry forward into adulthood, or, like you mentioned, it can sometimes disappear?
Yeah. No, about 40% of identical twins develop some form of that language.
That's amazing.
Reading up on that was surprising to me. But yeah, most of it disappears by late childhood. But there's one adult twin pair that have carried theirs on, and they speak to each other at family parties in their own language. But they also know another 24 languages.
Wow.
Each. So something about this early development kind of primed them to understand other languages. Maybe there's some natural rules to all languages that they found out.
I wonder, as just generally speaking about twins, whether they're identical or not, do we find that they do tend to grow apart as they get older?
Yeah, some do and some don't. I mean, some twins, when they literally grow apart, live in separate locations. They're often on the phone to each other or Zoom to each other every day because they do keep this strong bond. And often you hear stories, anecdotal stories of when twins marry, they insist on living in the same village or even the next door house so they can pop over when they need to.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. One thing that I really loved about watching Paula and Bridget Powers as identical twins is, and they were talking about, you know, having lots of media offers, etc. And I was thinking, they've got the passion, as you mentioned, their passion is birds.
Yeah.
And it's they're giving it priority over absolutely everything. And I just think that's amazing. And the question I want to ask you is, you know, as we develop interests, things that we love doing, our passions, etc., how would that have happened, I suppose, that they've got the same one? Is that because they've lived the same life, they've lived together so closely, it sort of forms and they develop that passion?
Yes, it's interesting, isn't it? One of my interests, personal and academic, is neurodivergent conditions such as autism and ADHD, and both of those, especially autism, have these special interests. Now, those special interests can be amazing talents. They could be just really good at something else, but they may, having these so-called spiky profiles, they can lack in other areas like social skills, etc. But there's now a movement to hire people with these special skills and support their other challenges, because there are people within the population that are called disorders that have these amazing skills. And so people like Bridget and Paula, it's in a way no surprise that they can develop these amazing skills and focus, as you said, on those skills. And some people might say, they're a bit different because they haven't got boyfriends, etc. But the main thing is the skill. You know, it's enabled them to do so much. They don't have to score on all counts.
Exactly. And think of all the impact they're having on all those birds. I mean, it's amazing. I think they're amazing people. I love it. I'm jealous. I wish I could have a language that I could speak and no one understood it.
Yes, and I kind of wish I also had someone else. There was another me that could really understand me. You know, everybody has, I think non-twins have this feeling, you know, wouldn't it be great to have another me? And it's really difficult for us to understand unless we listen to twins and say, well, you know, they're always there to give me a great opinion, you know, and they're always there. They've always got my back.
Fantastic. Jeff, love chatting with you. Thank you so much for joining us today on Drive.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. That was Professor Jeff Craig, Deputy Director of Twins Research Australia and Professor in Genetic and Cell Biology at Deakin University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.